All right, so there's a discussion yet again over since the 1950s, they say, to build a bridge across the Potomac, a second Potomac River crossing from Montgomery County. According to the Washington Post, the second Potomac River Bridge connects Montgomery County and Northern Virginia, if it ever comes to fruition. It's been debated for a long time, but it's up yet again. For the latest on what's going on there and a supporter of the bridge idea, let's go to Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer, who joins us in studio today. What's the latest, Ron?
Hey, Vince. Hey, Mary. Thank you for having me. So this is what is the latest. The Transportation Planning Board, which is the region, including Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, we have a planning board that we have together through what's called an MPO. The federal government makes us all get together. We have what we're supposed to do, basically long-term planning. Right now, there's a lot of projects that aren't in that long-term plan that make a lot of sense. This is one of them. And so we started a task force on the Transportation Planning Board, which I sit on, to say, okay, what are the projects, policies, and programs that could actually make a huge impact that we don't have right now in our plan? This is one of those 6 to 10 that's being analyzed by the task force that is being proposed to the Transportation Planning Board to adopt to analyze. And so we're not just saying, let's only do the bridge. We're looking at 6 to 10 ideas. This is one of those ideas. And this would connect Route 20. Ideally, it would connect Route 28 or one of the major connectors that would basically go from the Dulles Corridor to Rockville and Gaithersburg. And the interesting thing, and the reason why this is resurfacing again, is because there's more popularity for this in Maryland now, a lot more popularity. In fact, a 2015 poll done by the Northern Virginia Transportation Alliance and the Southern Maryland Transportation Alliance found that 68% of people in Montgomery County want a bridge crossing because, frankly, they're the ones stuck on I-270 every day. They're stuck on the Beltway every day. They're stuck at that bottleneck that is the American Legion Bridge. We need both to widen the American Legion Bridge and to build another river crossing. It would be the best thing not only for commuters but also for economic opportunity for people on both sides of the river, connect people to jobs on both sides, connect BWI to Dulles, allow for people to go to both wherever it makes the most sense.
What would it cost?
Well, that's part of what the analysis will have to tell us. It's going to be a big project. But when we're talking about federal infrastructure projects and we're talking about Trump's trying to get some things going, Congress has been talking about it too, what kind of projects in our area would make sense for a federal infrastructure bill? I believe this would be one of them. And the truth is, too, is that we've heard a lot of public-private partnership opportunities because you could actually get an incredible amount of funding just from a very low toll on a bridge there. So there's lots of different ideas on how to fund it. There's lots of different ideas on what the alignment should be. The point is this. Is that when you're in a region like ours that's growing as fast as ours, that the economy is doing as well as ours, we need to actually have the long term in mind. And if we're not planning for this project and we actually let another 50 years expire before we do this, just imagine how much worse it's going to be.
Ron Meyer's on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. We shouldn't be the only ones interviewing him. He'll be here for a bit. So if you want to ask him a question, do that. 888-630-9625. Do you support a second bridge crossing? Ron, I want to know, on the you've got Democrat Roger Berliner, who's the Montgomery Council president. He's totally against this, calling it a fantasy. I'm interested to see that the Democrat is opposed to the bridge project, but the Republican is for it.
Well, and I don't necessarily think it's that. Roger Berliner has been against this for a long time, and the truth is that many of his constituents are now for it, and that's what that poll shows. And frankly, we're seeing a lot of Democrats that represent Montgomery County now opening up to this idea. I serve with some of them on the Transportation Planning Board. I hear from them. The only reason why I'm making a push for this and why others are making a push for this is because we're seeing movement on the Maryland side. And it's because of the people. It's not because of special interests. I mean, it's truly a grassroots uprising. I would ask people in Montgomery County that are listening today, ask your neighbors, what do they think about this? And that's who I'm, frankly, most interested to hear, because certainly Loudoun's been supportive of this for a while. There's a couple neighborhoods that aren't for it. But the type of economic opportunity I think that this would generate and the type of game changer it would be for commuters is something where we have to consider and we have to plan for it. And when we're looking for projects that could actually make an impact on people's day-to-day lives, I can think of few others that would make the type of significant impact like this one would.
And we actually have Roger Berliner talking about this and saying it's just not logical.
When you get into the details of a second bridge crossing, it's just fraught with problems. It's not logical or practical to pursue it.
You know, what's not logical, though, or practical, as you said, is just letting it stay the way it is. Here, you had mentioned tolls, maybe it being a toll bridge. That's, I don't have a problem with that. I'm a big fan of, hey, if you use it and you're going to benefit from this, pay a toll. What bothers me, though, is I think, first of all, it's a backup, unless you make everybody have easy pass. It's a backup. And it has to be a dedicated fund. That, and too many of toll roads across this whole country, and you, I'm sure you know, you see it, the money doesn't go where it's supposed to go. And the next thing you know, we're raising taxes now to repair the bridge.
That's no, you're totally right. And I think that, that has to be a huge part of the conversation. We're talking about the really preliminary steps here. We're talking about, let's have a conversation as a region of whether or not this project should be in our long-range plan. Right now, this project and other big projects, for instance, trying to get, you know, people are stuck at the Roslyn Tunnel every day for Metro. Fixing that Roslyn Tunnel is not in our long-range plan for the region, right? And so we need to have a conversation about game-changing projects, whether it's this project, fixing some of the big metro problems, the metro congestion problems, other bridge crossings. For instance, Amtrak, any Amtrak riders know we need another bridge crossing for rail because there's a huge bottleneck before you get into D.C., and it holds up all the traffic going north and south. And so when we're talking about infrastructure, we need to have an honest conversation. And what we're seeing more is that some people who are sort of stuck in their political establishments or their ideologies are saying we need to force people out of their cars and into transit, into metro or into the buses. And I think what those of us are saying is we should make those really good choices, but we need to make sure that we're not creating bottlenecks. There's missing links. This is a clear missing link. You know, when I ran for Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, I ran on building a greenway alternative, the $6 toll road, that whether it's $6 whether you go 1 mile or 14 miles. And what I've said for the first 4 miles, Loudoun County will build a local access road so you can bypass it if you want to. And so now what I'm saying, instead of just build greenway alternatives, we need to build beltway alternatives because people are stuck on the beltway at the American Legion Bridge, especially. It's one of the most congested corridors in the nation. And so the question is, are we just going to widen it and put a Band-Aid on it? Yes, that will help. Widening the bridge will help, but that's a Band-Aid. The best thing to do is to close this missing link. And the best thing is, frankly, best for BWI and for Dulles if we're talking about airport competition, because I can tell you, I would go to BWI a lot, and I would take more domestic flights because they are cheaper. And I think that people on the other side of the river would come to Dulles for cheaper international flights. And what is that called? That is called free trade. This would be the equivalent of a gigantic free trade agreement between Maryland and Virginia. And what we know, I know that some people don't believe this, what we know is that usually when there's two strong economies, free trade is a great thing.
All right, Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer is with us. Let's get to some of your calls. Jim in Leesburg, you're first up on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, as a fairly new resident of 10 years of Loudoun County, if this does anything more with sprawl, I'm sad to see the sprawl in Loudoun County, from Haymarket and Centerville all the way into Ashburn and Leesburg, where I live. We need to catch up on our own infrastructure of schools and the construction. Even though I'm in the construction business, the housing and the construction. You love the Maryland, Dayton, Maryland. It's beautiful property still. I have a friend that lives in Dayton, Maryland. It's all beautiful farmland still. And if this is going to bring more people from the People's Republic of Maryland into Virginia, we're purple enough. Thank you.
They don't want any more Marylanders.
Don't want any more Marylanders. I don't know what building a road has to do necessarily with land development. I mean, the truth is that Loudoun County and Montgomery County decide their own land use policy. And so if Montgomery County decides that they want to put a half mile on each side of this road and dedicate it to the Park Service and build nothing, I think that's up to them. And for us, we're going to make our own land use policy decisions. As far as encouraging sprawl, this is what Berliner said too, and I'm not really sure that I buy the argument that fixing a missing link is going to mean people are going to build more houses. What it means is that we're actually going to service the houses we have, and that's what we're not doing. And the other truth is this, is that also opens up ways where we can have more transit, including BRT, bus rapid transit, and other things.
We'll have more with Ron Meyer coming up.
We're talking with Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer about the potential for a second Potomac River crossing in Montgomery County. Let's go to Michael in Rockville, who was calling in this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Roger Berliner leaves his brains on his pillow every morning when he wakes up. And I've spoken to the man before. The fact of what's going on here is Montgomery County understands that people, higher wage earners, and businesses are aching to get out of Montgomery County due to their policies. I do all my shopping when I can in Virginia because I don't have a bag. I don't really feel like paying 5 cents. It's an annoyance to me. So they realize if they put that crossing in, that it's going to give people access to Virginia and businesses access to Virginia, and there is going to be a vacuum of people and business leaving Montgomery County. That's really what's going on here because from a logical perspective, the ferry is outmoded. Technology changes things, yes. And we need access to Northern Virginia in the metro region.
Thank you, Michael. Ron, what do you make of the Virginia vacuum?
Yeah, so I think that there is a point to that, that there is fear, especially from the unions on that, but I don't think Governor Hogan's afraid of that. I think Governor Hogan has been competing very well, and Maryland's economy, and especially suburban Maryland, Gaithersburg, Rockville, Bethesda, have been doing great. And so I think there's a lot of Virginians who'd like access to those Maryland jobs and vice versa. I mean, that is what free trade fundamentally is about. Suburban Maryland's been doing great. BWI Airport has been doing great. The idea that it's just going to be a vacuum, I think, is a little bit farcical. I do think that Virginia has a lot of opportunities, but I think it's mostly a room for trade. I think it's important to realize that it's Montgomery County people. And like I said, with this poll, it's literally 68% of people in Montgomery County support it. Only 12% oppose. And so you have to wonder, you know, is Roger Berliner and company are representing the 12% in Montgomery County. And I don't think that he speaks for the majority. And I think it's mostly a union-centered focus that doesn't understand how free trade works.
Randy in Gaithersburg has a question here. Randy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Quick question. I guess two questions. One was, did the Transportation Planning Board, the Maryland, Virginia, Washington Planning Board that Ron's on or Ron spoke of, did they approve the hot lanes in Virginia? Because I got to tell you, they made the bottleneck at the American Legion twice as bad as it ever was before, which tended to make the problem worse. And my second question is, now that they have the Silver Line in Tyson's Corner, wouldn't the line from the Red Line at Shady Grove down to the Silver Line take more traffic off 270, 495 in the American Legion than a second crossing would?
I'm for an all of the above approach. If you can find funding for something like that, and frankly, the Transportation Planning Board has discussed that as another one of our game-changing projects, and I don't think we should rule anything like that out. The question is, should we just do one or the other, or should we try to give people the best set of options? As far as the hot lane situation goes, the truth is, the reason why there's a huge bottleneck at the Legion Bridge is because the hot lanes don't go across and connect to the I-270 spur, but I can tell you Governor Hogan and others are working on doing that, and I think that that's a huge part of basically a short-term approach to fixing this problem. But the only long-term approach is to fix the missing link at Route 28 or Fairfax County Parkway to connect over to Rockville. And that's really the only long-term solution there is to close that missing gap.
Absolutely. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax County. Gary, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I just had a suggestion. If you were in Montgomery County, there ought to be a poll that asks the residents there, because they're the key in this whole thing. Which would you prefer, the Purple Line connecting Montgomery County to PG County, or a second crossing connecting the powerhouses of Loudoun, Fairfax, and Montgomery County? I think most of the people in Montgomery County would probably be in favor of doing something that advances their cause and takes it back.
Yeah, I think you know what the answer to that poll would be. Everybody would say River Crossing, and a few people would say Purple Line. Here's the funny thing about Montgomery County. They did their own study in 2002 that showed that this would move 10,000 vehicles per hour during peak periods. Roger Berliner said yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever he talked to the Post before I did, that it wouldn't move any cars. This is going to move an incredible amount of cars, and all of those cars, the vast majority of them, are come off of the Beltway and off of Route 15, two bridges that are incredibly overcrowded.
A lot of people sitting in their cars right now probably thinking,
listening,
man,
right,
that
now
would be a relief. Ron Meyer, Loudoun County Supervisor, thank you very much for swinging by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you both.